yesterday, there were several announcements from the federal government about the new coronavirus that seemed at odds. In India, President Trump said the virus was very well under control in the U.S. Hours later, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it's not a matter of if the virus will spread across this country, but when. And at a Senate hearing yesterday, the acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf, had a tough time answering basic questions about readiness, like, are there enough masks? Helen Branswell is with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. And Helen, we heard the not if, but when. So go deeper. How is the CDC telling families and businesses to prepare?
What they're effectively saying is that life may not be normal for a while. So they're urging people to try to find out from their children's schools whether or not kids will be going to school or if the school districts are considering closing schools. Obviously, people should be talking to their employers about could they work from home if they have the type of job that allows for that kind of arrangement to be made. So thinking about how will your life be disrupted and how will you cope with it?
Right. Hospitals might need to look into expanding telehealth services, we heard from the CDC. They also talked about voluntary home quarantines, surface cleaning methods. So they are serious about this, even though, as we know, what we're discovering about this new COVID-19 is that it may not be as fatal as some other outbreaks of illness are, but the transmission is pretty amazing.
It's very clear by now that this virus transmits a lot more efficiently than, say, something like SARS. This one, when it gets into a new place, it really spreads very nicely. You know, places like Italy and Iran didn't know they had any cases at the beginning of last week and now have had 19 deaths in Iran. That is why people are concerned that trying to stop it may be not really possible.
We mentioned that the Trump administration was questioned in hearings yesterday about, do we have respirators? Do we have masks? And finally, an official said, we have masks at Homeland Security, but no, people don't, there aren't enough masks. And there are also questions about testing kits.
Yeah, the CDC developed a test for states. When they sent it out, they thought it was working properly. In the hands of the state labs, it was not working as well. They had trouble with one part of the test kit, and the CDC effectively had to pull it back. The only places currently that are able to seem to be able to operate it properly are California, Nebraska, and Illinois, and they are allowed to test. When you look at the numbers here in comparison to some other countries, fewer than 500 people have been tested in the United States, whereas in the UK, I saw yesterday, 6,000 people had been tested.
Well, Helen Branswell, you said you were on a call with the WHO. What else can we learn in the U.S. from them?
So the call I was on yesterday was very interesting. It was a press conference given by a WHO official who had led an international mission to China. He actually felt that China had been very effective in slowing the spread of the virus outside of Hubei province. It's not clear that the approaches that China has taken could be instituted in very many other countries in the world. I mean, they've locked down tens of millions of people.
As one official said to us, can you imagine New York City in lockdown? No. Helen Branswell with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication, with an update on COVID-19. Helen, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.